Brian Murdoch. Brian, how are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you, Neil?
Good. We're just manufacturing titles for people here on on this show now. But I think that's a title you'd embrace as one of, especially East Idaho's water. You're very protective of it, and I would say you are clearly the most vocal champion of preserving East Idaho's water. So, Will, I hope you'll accept that characterization of you.
I do. I just, you know, as much as I like to ski, don't call me skeezy. That's, you know, your new word for the day.
Yes, we would never call you that. But, Brian, you're actually joining us via Zoom rather than in studio, which you prefer, because you're actually at some meetings for water. So tell us what you're up to.
Well, there have been various water meetings that have been going on all winter, and I've been attending them. The Idaho Water User Convention was a couple weeks ago, and then the Farm Bureau Federation, the Idaho Farm Bureau, I should say, had their meetings, in which I'm involved a little with them. And then there's a water meeting today at the IDWR office. It's a storage meeting that will then, today I will know after I get done talking with you, the exact numbers for where the snowpack is at and our situation that we're looking into right now. But things are looking better. I will say I know prayers are answered, and I know we have been praying very hard for the snow and the moisture to return. And I believe it. I believe our prayers are being rewarded, but we got to keep it up. We're still not out of the woods yet.
You say that, and I don't know if you know any numbers yet or not, especially with the recency of the storms that we have seen, but the outlook is better than maybe people who've only spent time in the valley, in the plains this year, because we've had very, very little snow. It's just not felt like a winter at all. But the mountains have been getting some okay levels of snow, and that might be the thing that is our saving grace down the road. Would you agree with that?
I would, in the aspect that we have definitely received moisture up in the mountains. The biggest problem that we've got is we're still, the term, I've never heard that term until this year, is a snow drought, in which I thought that was an interesting way of describing the situation. We are kind of not necessarily as bad in a moisture drought, but we are definitely in a snow drought. It's like, I ski a lot, so I'm always keeping track of the Grand Targhee, for instance. They are at 220 inches right now. After this last storm, we really have only got 10 inches of new snow through this last storm system that we had. And so that brought us up to that total of 220. But last year at the same time, we were at 320 inches. So Targhee's 100 inches behind as far as snowpack levels.
Yeah.
Some of that, you know, was made up with all the rains and everything else that we had. So, you know, it's, we're closer to the 100% level, but not there really. Do you see what I mean? And the timing of when we get this moisture later on, it's going to be a whole different year. But every year is a whole different year. How's that?
Yeah. Well, I mean, there are multiple ways of looking at water, and we have different yardsticks. And one of them is, well, what's the average? What do we get in an average year? Another yardstick is, do we have enough to meet the irrigation needs for farmers, which is a very important yardstick, but it's a shorter yardstick than that. If you can maybe characterize where we're at in terms of what farmers are going to need, are you expecting curtailments? Not because of politics and downstream, I won't say greed, but. Are you expecting curtailment just simply because the water won't be there for us? Like, what are we looking at in August and September as we get into closer to the end of the irrigation season?
This is the year that's going to test the new agreement that we just made last year, and which we've always been worried about what was going to happen. Just right, you know, we couldn't have asked for a worse scenario to happen to us. But because of the agreement, if you are part of this mitigation plan, which 98% of the farmers in this area are, you will not be curtailed if you're a groundwater users. Those curtailment numbers are already out there. We're curtailed clear down to 1900. So basically, they've got their number. Nothing's going to change there as far as that. And I'm making it too complicated. I guess if you're part of a mitigation plan, you're safe, which we made those agreements. And so therefore, as long as we hold to our part of the agreement as groundwater users, we're fine. We won't have to suffer any more cuts because technically, legally, they can't. But this is not a good year for us as groundwater users to overpump our allocations. The other way I've described it is we already addressed the drought that's in the aquifer, and our levels have been adjusted accordingly. And so the surface water users, the canals and the older water rights, they're going to have some cutbacks of their own this year simply because there's not the water available. And so if you're on a canal, you might only get 85 to 90% of your water right. But there's nothing we as groundwater users can do. And we have agreed, that's part of the agreement, that we will stick with our lower levels, our drought levels that we are all pumping right now, and they will have to deal with their drought levels that they have on the surface water system. That's probably a little too complicated, and I'm sorry I
Well,
didn't explain that clearer. How's that?
it just is complicated. So,
it is complicated. So let me ask you a really simple question, and I don't know if you can answer this question because this is your group. These are your peers. But will the farmers do the things that they said they were going to do, and will they not overpump?
yes, I honestly believe we were starting basically year three of this agreement of these lower levels. We have been very close to, the first year we actually was spot on, even though we didn't realize we were supposed to be spot on. This last year, with it being hot and dry, we stayed very close. Most of the groundwater districts are reporting that we met our allotments, our restricted amounts. And so therefore, even with last year being as bad as it was, we did what we needed to do. And I believe that this year, it's for the groundwater users now, it's just as much about the summer rains and the hot temperatures as it is the snowpack, because that's what's going to affect how much water we have to pump. But, I joke, I've told lots of legislature and I've told the IDWR this several times. Farmers are more scared of their banker than they are the IDWR. And so if they are going to lean any way, they're going to protect their crop and try to get a crop and deal with the consequences after. This year, we're not going to have any excess water to recharge with, though. It's going to take every drop of water that's in those mountains to grow the crops that the surface water people need. And so that's going to be one of our restrictions. We can't cover overuse with more recharge simply because the water's not there.
We're talking with Brian Murdoch. Of course, last year, the legislative session, water was a massive issue. You were a regular fixture at the Idaho legislature. This year, it seems like the budget shortfall has been the looming issue, and maybe it's crowded out some water concerns. But what can you tell, at least the public discussion and what we've seen? But I think water's probably going to be on everybody's mind for quite some time. What can you tell us about the attention given to the water issue in the legislature this year?
We are doing very well, actually, and I will give credit to the governor. I will give credit to the lieutenant governor. I will give credit to the JFAC committee. They just got last year, as you remember, there was a $30 million special water budget that was granted to do recharge what we could and to do these projects that we need to do. That money has made it through the JFAC committee. And so therefore, it's now down to the floor votes of the House and the Senate. from my discussions with everybody, everybody's telling me, Brian, calm down. It's going to make it. But this is what I'm here for. The green John Deere hat roams the halls, and every legislature recognizes, what I'm there for. I've talked with enough of them. I've got great relationships. This is the one thing about my position. I'm not a lobbyist. And so, they're not questioning why, my reason for being here are valid. It's concern. And so I believe that the funding is going to work. Everything's good. The big thing now, in which you guys will probably hear a little bit more about, is the cloud seeding issues, in which we've, of course, this year, that's been a big thing that has started to gain traction as far as what we need to do there.
I just want to point out, I asked you how water was doing in the legislature, Brian, and you said it's going well, which I thought that was a great pun on your part. And I don't know if you meant that or not, but I just wanted to point that out. Well, there it is again.
Yes, exactly. Trust me, I want to make a bumper sticker that says, Idaho needs more water. Damn it.
Yes, you should. We'll
That
promote that.
sounds really, really like a cash flow opportunity. You should really make that happen.
Oh, I'm not too worried about that. Trust me, I maybe with all my hotel stuff that I'm staying over here, I probably should worry about that. But back to, I gotta stay pure, and pure as what, the wind-driven snow. How's that? I'm not influenced by money. How's that?
All right. Well, Brian Murdoch, thank you for joining us this morning, and when you get back, maybe in a few weeks, as we kind of see how this winter's shaping up with hopefully some more storms and more moisture falling, we'll have you in studio.
Well, I wouldn't mind talking with you a little bit more about the cloud seeding issues. The legislators are getting a lot of emails about this. There's a lot of concern, but there's a bill coming through that is talking about that. Senator Nichols has issued a bill in which we're talking about more transparency, in which I'm a fan of that. I can get behind that. But cloud seeding, as I've been telling everybody, that's the band-aid. That's how we address easily some of these issues. But the long-term solution, of course, is dams and more reservoirs. We just got to capture more water.
Just more storage. All right, Brian, thank you.
No, thank you. Anytime.